Hi, my name is Crystal Clark. My MA number is 435-064. I'm in WHB, Hemrock Women's County Prison. I don't even know where to start. It's so much going on in here. I'm really sick. I want to start off telling my story about I got sentenced to 17 and a half years for a crime I didn't do. Railroaded by the judge and the prosecutor. No one is looking into that. I've been here 12 years now in this prison. Has told me down. I told you before I had to use a walker. My ear is leaking, running. I cannot hear. Now my eyes is infected. Can't really see out my right eye is infected. My body is swollen from head to toes. My heart, I have to sleep sitting up because I can't lay down because I feel like I'm not going to make it. Like, I close my eyes, feel like my heart is like coming out of my body. I talked to Dr. S. This doctor told me before I got in my face and told me I was crazy. Well, nothing wrong with me but my mental. Jones, they're supposed to help us. They treat us so unfair. They found out last year they had to rush me to the hospital in March. I got admitted right away because I had an infection in my ear and my throat. Could have killed me. And they kept on telling me, well, nothing wrong. From this day forward, I still suffer. They cannot even get in my ear. It's so infected. I've been on so many antibiotics. So much medicine I'm taking right now, and no one seems to care. All my surgeries I'm supposed to have is denied. They deny everything. I went to see an allergy specialist. They told them do not house me in a remote or nothing to say. My body, I'm highly allergic to them. I saw them last year, and I just saw them January 11th. He told them about my sinus, that everything is going on. Most of it is due to the mold. They ignored it. They don't care. I just don't know where to start. You get harassed when you complain about your health. You talk about your health. And nothing has been done. All this medicine, nothing is working. I feel like if something is swelling my brain, it's like I'm just so swole from head to toes, like it burns. It come out my legs, it burns. And I do want to say on one of the nurse behalf, Nurse Porter, she do all she can to help us, but there's so much she can do. Everything she try to do, they really don't let her do nothing. She the one, the reason I got to the hospital in the first place, because the doctors were sitting there, let me suffer. Nothing wrong, give her medication. If nothing is wrong, how come I've been on over 15 medications, all this cream and everything that's happened? If nothing is wrong, you treat me for nothing's wrong, taking all this medication? If nothing is wrong and nothing is touching it, I'm suffering with 3 bacterias on my respiratory and my lungs that I've been on many and many antibiotics. One is due to contaminating the water that we drank it, but there's not, they say nothing is wrong with the water. They hid the mold, let the inmates paint it over the mold. This is terrible. I'm just asking for somebody, if anybody can hear me and understand what we're going through in here. We are sick. We are dying in here. I'm very, just need some help. Really need some help. I can barely even see now. I'm getting to the point my whole body is just breaking down. Like, I just asked for these doctors, they're supposed to have our best interests. They not doing nothing. They just treating us like we just nothing. We need to do background checks on them. The warden know about this. Everyone know about this. The government, nothing is being done. We might hear about us one time, maybe twice, and don't hear about nothing about the women's, the prison, no more. And then they hear us talking on the phone. We get our room shut down. We get harassed. This needs to stop. Someone needs to come in here and help us. We need help. Like, I don't want to lose my life in here. And that's what it feels like it's coming to. That's what exactly it feels no one. Every time I talk to the doctor today, I'm trying to explain to her, like, look at this, and oh, we're not here for that today. What are we here for, ma'am? Because you already put my life in danger. What are we going to do? Oh, I'm going to give you some more antibiotics and some eye drops. We need to send me to the hospital. They won't even send me to the hospital because they know how they had me sit here suffering. This is wrong. This is totally wrong. This place is so nasty. If we don't have really clean stuff, we run out of clean stuff. We clean it with water. It's bad here. It feels like every time I drink this water, it feels like stuff is crawling in my body. I get sick. I throw up. You already say the virus. I had this virus since last year, this bacteria. You saying that it's not going away. It's never going to go away until I get out of this place. So I'm supposed to sit here and suffer. That's pretty much what the doctor told me. I had to deal with it. Like, is nothing to deal with it? Yeah, they tell me so much stuff. I don't know. I don't even know what to believe and know what to say. I really don't. I'm confused myself. My memories, it's so much. I probably forget. My memories, y'all got to bear with me. I'm just saying, if there's anybody out there that can help and hear this and help us, please. We need help. This place. Tell us, y'all can call whoever y'all want. Ain't nothing going to happen. Ain't nothing going to be done. And they are, I've been down 12 years now, and nothing has been done. Nothing has been done. They took 17 years of my life for something I didn't do, and I'm just sitting here away from my kids, sitting here suffering, dying in a place that's not helping us and don't care. And they don't care. And I don't care if they hear me. Somebody needs to help us. They listen to me, and I don't even care about the harassment no more. Someone needs to hear this. We need help. Oh, please, someone. Please, please help us. I'm so tired of this. I'm just, my headaches feel like something is running in my brain. If you can just see my help and see how I'm looking in this. My body broke out rashes. I never had these problems. I just had a heart condition and asthma. I am suffering with so many health problems. I've never been like this in my life. I want to walk on my own. I don't want to use this walker. I want to walk on my own. They're not even trying to help me. They can tell me anything to shut me up. Hum Jones, she's supposed to be trying to help us. She can tell me anything to hush me. Like, this is not right. The doctor's. This is all right. I really appreciate Nurse Porter. I really, really appreciate her and thank her. She's about the only one really, really trying to help. And there's a lot of stuff I'm probably leaving out, but my memory right now is so bad. Oh, I don't want to be in pain. I want to sleep. I want to eat. I want help. I'm so tired of just going through this stuff and everybody gets looking and they see what's going on. They tell me, they look at me like, this, what's going on? You don't look the same. We can see what's going on with you, but ain't none of them coming out there helping. It's something y'all can do. Y'all don't have to leave y'all name. It's something y'all can do. Y'all can report what's going on and go to the head person if you're scared and tell them what's going on so you're letting us sit here and suffer. I thought y'all was supposed to help us. I thought y'all was here to help. Like, and gear, even though this is your job, you sit up and let us suffer and die and in pain and just give us all kind of medication to shut us up or give you Benadryl to put you to sleep so you go to sleep, you wouldn't think about nothing. This is unacceptable. They need to be charged for this. They need to be charged. This is criminal. You sitting there, let me suffer and die. You see what's going on with me. You see the changes. You see the hair loss. You see my skin changing. You see the heart issues. You see the bacteria I'm suffering with. The loss of hearing. My eyes now infected. And nothing's being done. Oh, just take medication. Go to sleep. Just to shut me up. This is not fair. I don't even look the same. I want back myself. This is unbelievable, man. This is unstoppable. I've been staying slow for over a year and nothing is being done with stuff leaking on my legs, my body, rashes off for head and toes and nobody care. Nobody doing nothing. But you tell you, oh, we're gonna see you just to shut me up and I don't get seen. and I'm begging for help, crying out for help, and they telling me, like, we see what's going on, but it's out of our hands. You got to talk to the warden. You a doctor. You could tell, you could let the warden know, though, we can't do that. It's we got a policy what we can't do. What you mean? So you're the warden, you got a policy, so just let me sit here and suffer before you can even, because there's a policy that y'all can't do, your contract you said. How do I supposed to talk to a boy? You a doctor. I tell him everything was going on with me. He see what's going on. They see. They won't put it in the computer. They act like nothing is going on. So when you get your medical records, nothing is in there, really is in there, because they don't write it down. That's what they do here. This is bold. This is not right. Why would, what if it's them and their kids or their grandbabies? I got grandbabies I want to make home to. I got kids I want to make it home to. This is unstoppable. I just lost my auntie. This is unstoppable. I don't want to sit here and lose my life in here and just asking for help, and they not helping me. They're sending you out on mad runs for the wrong thing. When you get there, you can't even explain to them what's going on, because you're thinking you're going out there for help, and you're going out there for different stuff. This is terrible. This is so sad. So I'm just asking for anybody out there to help. This is sad. Like, even the officers, you know, some of them left, the ones who try to help, because they get harassed when they try to help. But y'all see what's going on. Why y'all can't report what's going on? I know y'all got a job, y'all got families too. But you can sit there, you could be in their shoes, you could be in my shoes, though. You can. And you could be going through the same thing. You would want to go through this. This is not right. This is not right. You just get harassed and retaliated against, but I will take it. Just to put somebody hit my story and hear what's going on for the women, because some people are scared to even call and say things because the retaliation, because they don't have family support. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. All I'm asking for help. And my name is Crystal Clark. And I just want to shout out and thank the radio station and thank everybody who was listening and the support that people have been giving me. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much. We for the women's can't tell y'all thanks. I'm telling you, thanks for all of us. Is anybody out there to help us? The government, anybody, someone.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.